better. My country, you know, I'll do it. Let's go, let's keep on the track on this. Let's clap to the people. Father, we appreciate you. Indeed, you are King of glory and God of all. But until you come to the land, shout out all the way to the leaders. Your blessing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of glory.
Take your stage, Lord, and have your way.
Let your word come to lift up every burden from every shoulder, Lord. Father, for as many that are distressed, oh Lord, let your word come to comfort. As many that are here that are discouraged, let your word come to encourage, oh Lord. Father, speak to us, Lord. Let your name be glorified, Lord. Father, we give you all the praise, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I just want us to sing this song, the song we learned last week, as we continue. For who you are, I give you praise. I don't know as many of us that are. For who you are, I bless your name. You are worthy of praise. Oh Lord, you are worthy of praise.
How many of us remember the song? Come on, let's get up and just sing that song.
For who you are, oh Lord, I bless your name.
I bless your name.
gifts in his presence. Our God is God by himself. He does not need us to be God. Even from the foundation of the earth, he was God. And he's still God. And he will continue to be God. Nothing can change it. No one can change it. No policy can change it. No war speed can change it. No disease can change it. Nothing can change our God. Our God is the ever consistently consistent God. Never changing. Ever present help in a time of need. Hallelujah. We just want to thank God for another opportunity that he has given unto us this morning to gather before him. Brethren, by the grace of God, I'm here to encourage someone, including myself, with this word this morning. And the title is, In the Waiting Room. Tell your neighbor, in the waiting room. Have you heard? In the waiting room. No, you say, have you? Tell your neighbor, you say, have you heard? In the waiting room. How many of us visit doctors? How many of us first have doctors? Do we have medical doctors? Like you go to your doctor. How many people have doctors here? We don't visit doctors. No, we need deliverance. Seriously, how many of us have our own personal doctor? Okay, amen. With a show of hands, please, let's respectfully, just believe with us. Amen, 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 hallelujah. So, 60%, 70%, please, if you don't have a medical doctor, I beg you, buddy, please, have one. Amen. Okay, let's move on. So, I believe as many of us that have medical doctors or that we have doctors, when we have appointment, right, we go to the doctor's office and they ask us to wait somewhere. There's a waiting area, right? Before the medical team, the office assistant calls us in and does all the blood pressure and does all those things before the doctor himself steps in to do the assessment that he needs to do to diagnose or to clear you of anything that he needs to clear you of. The book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. I'm going somewhere. Just stay with me. The book of Matthew 11, from verse 28 to 29. It says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Brethren, what a comforting word. What a comforting word from this book of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 29. When a person gets sick or needs an annual physical checkup, they go see their doctor. When he or she gets to the doctor's office, they sign in to see the doctor and wait in the waiting room till they are called. When they are called, they put them in the waiting room to be seen by the doctor. Sometimes before the doctor sees them, they will first see, like I said, a nurse or medical assistant that will prep them to get them ready to be seen by the doctor. This process, sometimes, that individual needs to go through before. These are all the things that individuals need to go through before they see their doctor. Nobody can fall sick and say, I want to go and see an accountant. Nobody is going to fall sick and say, I want to go and see an insurance broker. No. If we are sick, if there's something wrong with us, we go to the doctor. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 11, 28-29, that God says, I wish you, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are labor. Labor means you that are, you are doing something that is very strenuous. You are just toiling. Things are not, you are doing it, but it's not gelling. You are doing it, but it's not resulting to anything. You are doing it, but it's not productive. You are doing it, and there's no way out. You are praying, you are fasting. It seems as if there's nothing going on. 50 days gone. There's nothing. You've done 100 days. It's the same thing you tabled before God. It seems as if there's nothing going on. And heavy laden means if you are burdened by cares, or you are distressed, or you are in danger, or you are in need, the scripture says, God says we should come unto him. I don't know as many of us that are going through things, challenges, that only you and your creator know, your brother, your sister beside you, even the ones that call you 24/7, they don't even know what you are going through. But God knows. The Bible is telling us that come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. It is only God that can help us to lift up the burden that we carry. There's so much going on. No man can help us. No father can help us. They can only try. Mothers cannot help us. Brothers, sisters, they cannot help us. Neighbors, friends, colleagues, they cannot help us. It is only God that can help us. And he has told us to come unto him and he will give us rest. Now, the mistake that we make is that God did not say, come unto me and now I will give you rest. Or one day, I will give you rest. Did you? I don't know if there's anything. I don't know if your Bible verse stated that. I don't know who has that. But my Bible verse stated that, come unto me. Thank you. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God did not promise that he was going to do it right now, now, now. He did not promise that in one day. He did not promise that in one week. There was nothing, there was no time stipulation in there. He just said that he would give us rest. But he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, brethren, Abba. If you have to learn about something, sometimes it might take one day for you to become an accountant, for you to be a doctor, for you to be whatever profession that you have to go through a process. Sometimes it takes years. Sometimes some learning takes one day. Sometimes you, like me, before I could learn how to drive, it took me like years to learn how to, number one, I had to deal with fear. And after dealing with fear, deal with the fact that I can drive. The devil is a liar. Lagos is not here. This is America. So sometimes it could take years, sometimes it could take hours, sometimes it could take weeks that the rest would come. The Bible did not stipulate time. He just told us, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Another consolation in the book of Psalm chapter 50 verse 5. In the book of Psalm chapter 50 verse 5, he said, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. I will deliver you. He said he would deliver us. There's no time stipulation. There's no time stipulation. We are too quick to say, I prayed for 5 days and fasted for 5 days, but I did not see results. I prayed for 50 days. The Bible says that his ways are not our ways. One day is like 1,000 days. Brethren, please stay in your waiting room. When you go to the doctor and you're going to see the doctor, if you are impatient and you leave, another person will take your position. And they will cancel, cross out your name. And when they call you, my Jack, you know, yeah? Okay, Sarah Beams, come inside. That's it. When it's time for you to be seen by the doctor, you are nowhere to be found because you think that the doctor is too late. God's time, it is not our time. God was saying that he would deliver us in our times of trouble, but never stated how soon. Like I said, sometimes we need to stay in his waiting room depending on the appointed time he has for us. It could take one day, it could take 1 week, it could take 1 year. Depending on God, he calls the shot. We don't. He calls the shot. If he's going to take him 10 years, I know he's not a wicked God. But you know, my experience in the ER lately have shown me some things. You know, when people come into the ER, before the doctor sees them, they do like triage. What they call triage is that the nurse will be there, take whatever, okay, why are you here? I have stomachache, and this, they'll write it down so that the doctor would look and say, okay, this is a serious case, bring that one in. That one is not a serious case, sit down there, let's let them wait. I said, oh my God, only if we Christians know. The doctors call the shot because they know the extent of the danger that is at stake on the patient versus another stake. So that determines who they are going to attend to first. So for the person that came and said, but that person met me here now, he does not know what the doctor knows, because the doctor knows that the headache you came with cannot kill you, as opposed to somebody that came with a left-sided chain pain that is radiating to the left. That is a sign of stroke. Alele, take that person into the room and let's set up the person. God knows the things that we do not know. Even though we want him to do some things, but he sees it that my bro, my son, my daughter, hold on, you're just hold on, because you don't, the need of that thing is not now. I know when you need it, and it works things out the time that is due for it to be done. Let us not be too quick. Let us not walk ahead of God. It is dangerous. But then we need to stay in the waiting room of God. I do not know the waiting room you are in. Some of us are in the waiting room of fruitfulness. Some of us are in the waiting room of God for healing. Some of us are in the waiting room for God for promotion. Some of us are in the waiting room of God for elevation. Some of us are in the waiting room of God for spouse. Please, let us wait in there. At the appointed time, the Bible says, he makes all things beautiful. Though we might not understand, we want God to attend to us now, as those people that go to the emergency room. I want the doctor to attend to me now. But there's no, they do not know what the doctor knows, that your headache again cannot kill you. They can still afford to make you wait for 1 hour, 2 hours before they attend to you. Unlike some other people that will come with another very, very, very deadly symptoms that they know that they have to get in. Isaiah 55 verse 8 to 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth. Can you imagine? Sometimes, I remember when I was just traveling, and you see the plane was just going. I tried to look at them. I said, "Chai, I can't even see anything." I said, "This God, you are great, and this plane is just suspended." You can imagine as the earth and heaven, the height between them, the distance between them is very far. The Bible says here, that saith the Lord, for as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But the assurance we have in his word, which include, he says it in Jeremiah 29 verse 11. He says that, for I know the thoughts I have, I think towards you. I don't know who the Lord is speaking to. I know, for me, the Lord is speaking to me. Oluwatoyin, you don't know the thoughts that God has towards you. Saith the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to take me, to take you to an expected end. God knows the end even from the beginning. Let us wait. Please, let us wait. I know it is not easy. Mercedes woman, it's easier said than done. I remember early this year, I gave a testimony. I've been praying to God for something for 10 years. 10 years. But it materialized this year. 10 years. I've given up. Giving up. I remember one of my beloved aunties. They were looking unto God for the fruit of the womb. They did IVF. Did all sorts of procedures. To bring IVF that you think that it clicks. For them, it did not click. I think they must have done 2 to 3 IVF. Did not click. But until, even when she did not expect it, this is after the time that she did not expect it, God just brought the child. Without
without no struggle. That is how you get to know that this is the finger of God. Most of the time, we try to help God. God does not need our help. It's we that needs His help. Let's stop helping God. By the time we help God, we get burnt out. We get bitter. Let us wait until it's our turn. God knows His thought towards us are of good. He knows when it is the right time for us to get promoted. He knows when it is the right time for us to get that breakthrough. He knows the end. He's the one that created us. He put us in our mother's womb. We didn't create ourselves. Nobody is on this earth by mistake. There's a purpose why God has sent us into this earth. And that purpose has to be fulfilled provided we hang up on Him. Sometimes there's things that will be delayed. Anna was delayed. So many people can look at the Bible. They were delayed. But when Anna gave birth, she gave birth to a giant. Look at the people that God delayed in the Bible and see when God answered them and saw the product of that answer. It was better than what all the years that they lost was recovered because of that one child.
Friend, please let us stay in the waiting room of God. Let us not be distracted. There are lots of distraction. Lots of distraction. But you have to make a conscious effort in yourself and say, you know what? I refuse to be distracted. Sometimes I wake up in the morning. Instead of me to carry my Bible and read, I believe that I carry that phone like this. And let me just look at WhatsApp. Before I know it, WhatsApp is 2 hours. Before I know it, Facebook is an hour. Pasting. And that's the time is gone. Let me go to the bathroom and what? You never get to pray. You never get to read the Bible. There's so many distractions. I'm not saying you shouldn't do WhatsApp. Don't get me wrong, please. But there are times we need to be disciplined or else we'll be carried away by all those things. I learned from one of our fathers in the Lord. He said, I do not, after 9 p.m., I shut off my phone. And I don't put it on until 10 a.m. You need to be disciplined. These things are time wasters. Whether we like it or not, they are time wasters. And we cannot recover the time. We cannot. Please, so let's be mindful of all the distractions out there that is distracting people. There are lots of distractions. Subtly, you think it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Before you know it, time is gone. Our time waits for nobody. One thing I know is that God will attend to all our needs in Jesus' name. Sometimes the situation, connection, and the desperation of a patient determines how quickly the patient is going to be seen. So like I said, it is important for us to know God does go ahead and work some things out for some people. And there are some factors that contribute to that. What are the factors that move God on time to attend to us? Persistency. One of the factors that moves God to say, this is my daughter, this is my son. Let me answer. You know, my ears is, you know, when a child, as many of us have children, when they begin to nag, and you just want to block your ears. Okay, what do you want? That is the way our Father is. Consistency and persistency. Anna did not say because the Lord did not bless me, I'm not going to go to Shiloh. She kept going until God visited her. It is very important for us to stay consistent, even while we are waiting on God. One of the things that can speed up your time in God's waiting room is by attending to God through prayer. We need to keep praying. Let us not give up praying. Even if, like I said, if that thing that I've been believing God for 10 years, if I stop praying, I kind of draw back from praying anyway. But God, in His infinite mercy, still answered. Please, let's keep praying. Let us keep praying. The book says, the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. It is very important that we keep praying. I remember with my doctor,
when I go there, I guess because it's a Nigerian, I don't know. When I go there, the staffs know me. So I know that if I don't parley with the staff, I should be ready to sit there for 3 to 4 hours. So when I get inside, I don't go the regular way that everybody will go. So I'll just go through the back. I just say, please, you know, can you put me in the room? And you put me in the room. It's connection. It's not easy. The time that they will get pizza. The time that they say, oh, send that thing to the doctor's office. You are sewing. It's like, don't mind me. They said you pour water on the floor and you step on it. Where am I going to? Your connection with God, your relationship with God will determine how quick you're going to be responded to in the waiting room of God. There are some people that they don't need to sweat. They just need to look at that Jew. They just need to say it. I need to come. Gracefully. With no sweat. Some of us will fast 100 days. We have to fast. I pray, I confer that grace upon his life in Jesus' name. Praying is your connection with God that will also speed up your waiting room time in the waiting room of God. Let's stay connected. Let us not disconnect ourselves from the source. God is our only source. Let us not disconnect ourselves from the source. The book of Psalm 22 verse 3 says, "For thou art holy, O thou that inhabit the praises of Israel." Please, let us please learn to forgive. Forgiveness is another thing that can make us to remain in the waiting room of God for a long, long time. It is not easy to forgive. But the Bible says that his grace is sufficient for us. There's grace for everything. Tap into the grace to be able to forgive others, and you will forgive. Forgiveness is one thing that can make the time to go slower so that God cannot hear us. And God Almighty will give us grace to forgive in the mighty name of Jesus. So, brethren, again, very important, let us have faith. They said if you have a faith like a mustard seed, you can tell the mountain be moved and the mountain will be moved. Let us have faith in God that he has said it will surely come to pass. Even if it's going to take 1 year, even if it's going to take 5 seconds, even if it's going to take 10 seconds, it will surely come to pass. So please, let us stay in the waiting room of God. He is going to attend to us. He is working it out, even though we don't see it. He is working it out, even though we don't feel it. He's working it out for every one of us. He knows when it is the appropriate time. He will do it. Let's just ask God for the grace to hold on. To hold on, not to give up. To hold on, not to let go. Because in all, he does not need us. So we are the one that needs him. So let's wait in the waiting room. Let us not be impatient. Let us not murmur. Let us not drive GMC. Grumble, murmur, and complain. Stop driving GMC. Let's just stay and wait for the time that the doctor, who is the doctor, Jesus, is ready to attend to us. Because I know no patient goes into the doctor's office and everyone gets to see the doctor. Everyone that stays in the waiting room of God gets to meet with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So please, let's hang on there. Let us stay in there. Let us wait on him. Let us not be discouraged. Let us not be distracted. It is coming to pass. God is going to bring it to pass. All that he has spoken, all that he has said concerning you, concerning your spouse, concerning your children, concerning your job, concerning your health, every word that he has spoken that you have received, it will surely come to pass. In Jesus' name, shall we rise up on our feet? Let us rise up on our feet. Let us rise. And as we rise up on our feet, one prayer that I want us to pray is that, Father, help me to be still knowing you are God. Help me to be still knowing you are God. Father, let me not run ahead of you, Lord. Father, as I wait on you, oh Lord, Father, you know where my shoe is pinching me, Lord. Father, as I wait on you, Lord God, help me be still, oh Lord. Let me not be too forward. Let me not run ahead of you, oh Lord. Let me wait for your appointed day, grace, oh Lord, to wait and hold
done, oh Lord. The grace, oh Lord God, not to give up, oh Lord. The grace, oh Lord, not to let go, oh Lord. The grace, oh Lord, not to be discouraged, oh Lord. Father, release unto me, release unto us, oh Lord. Help us to hold on, oh Lord, because you are taking us into that promised land. Because I know that your thoughts towards me are of good and not of evil, to take me to my expected end. And so shall it be, oh Lord. I will get to my expected end. I know my future, Father, is greater and brighter in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
I believe we can do better than that. Let's go down. Can we please stretch our hands and pray for the woman of God? And may God continue to increase her. She will not fail, she will not fall.